Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's very thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. I do need you more and more every day. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me, as they are much needed and appreciated. And may the Lord help the saints to keep the faith through our trials and tribulations. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come as my prayer. May the Lord bless you all. Maranatha.
Are you mocking these words?
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Glory. Help us again, Lord. Surely you will, for thou faithfulness is great. All concern in thee is great, O God, for thou art great and greatly to be praised. We would worship you, Lord. How blessed we are to be called, be servants of God in your service, Lord. We would present our bodies wholly acceptable in the performance of our reasonable service. I would speak as the oracles of God to minister grace for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And that thou may be glorified in all things. Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. New every morning, great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. All right. God is a spirit, and they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. Come, let us worship. Let us bow down before him. Let us kneel before the Lord, our God, our maker. He is our God. We are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. Aren't we blessed? Let's come aside, saints. Forget about yourselves. Concentrate on him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Well, I woke up this morning with my mind straight on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind straight on him. I woke up this morning with my mind. It was straight on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, the devil don't like me with my mind straight on Jesus. Oh, the devil don't like me with my mind straight on the Lord. The devil don't like me with my mind straight on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. Thank you, Lord. So I'm blessed always to wake up and my mind's on the Lord. Not always been that way. I guess it have been with y'all, huh? That's why y'all don't get excited, huh? Huh? Well, should we get excited concerning everything? Everything concerning the Lord should excite us. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. It's just a righteous response. He's a great God. There's none like him. Huh? None like him. Hallelujah. And he chose us. Well, we should be excited. Hallelujah. Give unto the Lord, all ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holy. Give unto the Lord, all ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Glory, glory. So come on, saints. We have to draw our minds in on the Lord. Huh? Forget about yourself. Huh? You don't have no trouble. All you need is faith in God. Glory, glory. Shambach used to preach it like that. Huh? He said, you ain't got no problems. All you need is faith in God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And we have to contend for it, though. Devil, he'll move us away from it. Yes, he will. That's his business. That's his business. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, he's been successful, too. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Father. So, I'm grateful to wake up with my mind on Jesus. And I continue in that way. I've said it before, but yeah, I guess I have to say it again. Wake up with your mind on the Lord, and then before long you're thinking about what someone's done. That's foolish. Yeah, that's crazy. You're going to let something else other than the Lord Jesus Christ take preeminence? Huh? Well, come on. You forget about his greatness, all that he's done, and then you condescend to what someone's done against you. And you think you're smart, and you think you're worshiping God. Hallelujah. You have to continue in that vein, even now. Huh? We weren't trying to catch our neighbor in fault, are we? Huh? Well, we're endeavoring to press in to worship God as a body. One body, one spirit. Well, some are. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know we have different situations, huh? Huh? Neil didn't make a fire last night. I'm cold. Huh? My big toe is hurting. You know, we being men, we have situations, don't we? None to prevent us, though. Huh? There's none like that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Somebody was telling me that God's going to take care of the fat people. Was that you, Charlene?
Thank you, Lord.
Well, yes, but why don't we just go ahead and submit to him?
Amen.
Understand?
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, he saved Manasseh. Look how he did it, though. Huh? Different than how he saved Hezekiah. But he did save him. Why would we want the hard road? And we want God to strike us down with some loathsome disease so that we don't eat, so that we lose weight. He can do it like that. Why don't you just submit and go ahead and lose the weight? I'm being mean, aren't I? Charlene, I believe it was you. Because you were telling me, yeah, I remember the time that Brother Stair told you, Pastor Rice, you're getting a little plump. Yeah, okay, see? See? Hallelujah. Yeah, God can do it, but come on. Come on, say. Yeah, don't. I mean, let's yield to the salvation. I mean, the ones he's going to save. Y'all want to be saved like Manasseh? We do want to be saved. If that's how it has to be, we'll take it. But come on, sis. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I mean, it's no different than any other situation. We, come on. Well, Charlene said, well, you did take heed. Well, I did. I take heed to rolls. She tell me. Don't you, Rose? Hallelujah. So I have to take action. Because it has to do with what I eat and how much I do. And what I eat. So I have to limit, you know, take control of those things. And the Lord helps me. Because I actually like the greens. I always have. I like, you know, fried chicken too. So I'm trying to eat less of the fried chicken and more of the greens. And in my doing that, God is helping me. My body craves the greens. See? And I know the ones that have trouble with the weight, their body don't crave the greens because they won't give them a chance. But I'm telling you, I always make the example with Kurt. When Kurt drank beer, he didn't like it. He got over it. You can do that with all the greens. But he'll do you better than the beer. Yeah, if you can acquire taste for beer, you can acquire a taste for the arugula and the spinach and the Swiss chard and the chickweed. And it'll do you good. Make you feel better. Make you walk better. Make you talk better. I'll put a glide in your stride, a dip in your hip. Give you a smooth move. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Put a smile on your face. Absolutely, I know experimentally. Hallelujah. Yeah, I've eaten a lot of that fast food fattening stuff, but you don't feel the same than when you eat. No. It tells on you. Absolutely. Hallelujah. But we have to exercise a little discipline. Really? I mean, it's the same with everybody. I always ask some, I say, where's your green stuff? And some just reluctant to get it, and they won't do it. Or they get a little bit, and they put a whole bunch of dressing on it. That's almost counterproductive. You know. Praise the Lord. I'm being honest. And what I'm saying is that God can do things for us, but we don't want to, you know, make him do it the hard way. Not hard for him, but hard for us. He's going to save us. Let's just submit to it. You know? And if he's going to trim us down to the right weight, then let's submit to that. All right? Praise the Lord. All right. So I'm almost done then, huh? Praise the Lord. Yeah, Charlene, you did say that. You did say that, Charlene. Yeah, he said, God, you said, God's going to fix that. Well, yeah. The ones he's going to save, he's going to fix them. Huh? So, come on. Don't be rebellious. That's concerning the house of God. Rebellious because he's endeavoring to save us and we're saying no, God. See, that's God's purpose, you know. You know God's purpose is to save us? Huh? We aren't wise to resist him, are we? That's why we need to be saved, because we resist the God who would save us. We need deliverance from that. So we can say from the depths of our heart, save me, Lord. Huh? Lest I perish. Spare thy people. Give them not over to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. And I know you Bible scholars know how many times the heathen ruled over God's people. That's how he fixed them. They could have done it. They could have said, yeah, I hear your warning, Lord. Yeah, the prophet said this, I believe him, Lord. They could have done it like that, but they didn't. So he had to let the heathen rule over them. Yeah, he did. That was written for our learning. For our admonition. Huh? So we can let that old fleshly lust, you know, rule over us.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Or we can be overcomers.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
By the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony.
Thank you, Lord.
Usually, you know, we just don't judge right.
Hallelujah.
Huh? We'd a pound of butter, we say, oh, just a little thing. Then we walk that, don't you? That's how we do with sin. My sin, that, no problem. Oh, that, boy, you going straight to hell. See? That's how we do the food. Huh? We eat a bunch of fattening food. We say, well, you know, I fell off the wagon a little bit. Then we walk around the building. I should have lost 10 pounds. Y'all know I'm not saying it right? I'm saying it right? Y'all know how I know? See, that's... Well, I know what I'm talking about. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Yeah, when I started running around the parade field, man, I said, my God. I said, I ought to be slim and trim by now. But I had to run around the parade field a whole bunch of times and push away from the table a lot. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's discipline, you know. We won't do away with discipline. Christ was disciplined. Those that followed him were disciplined. Amen. And we are his disciples. Good. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So, you know, I began to think about the things of God, and one thing leads to another. Whatever your mind is on, that's how it is. That's why you need to get in the right track. Because one thing leads to another. You wake up with your mind on God, then pretty soon you're thinking about some selfish thing or some malice, some envious thing, and there you go. Don't tell me you don't do it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. There was wonders in Egypt.
Yeah.
Huh? Because he had to make old Pharaoh, had to harden him up.
Yeah.
And he did.
Yeah.
So he sent the plagues and, judged all of the gods of Egypt. Killed the firstborn.
Yeah.
Finally, Pharaoh said, get up, get out. But the people in Goshen, none of the plagues ever came over in Goshen. Y'all know that? There was darkness everywhere. They had light over in Goshen. Huh? They didn't have frogs in Goshen. No, they didn't. That was up on Egypt. That's why we often say, here we are in the land of Goshen. You know, and we are. But we ought to take heed. And they saw that. They saw how the Egyptians were plagued and how they were not. How the firstborn were killed over in Egypt, but they did have to apply the blood.
Right.
That's what we have to do.
Amen.
By faith, we apply the blood.
Amen.
But it goes on, you know. Help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I mean, in all that we do, our conversation, we apply the blood. Thank you, Lord. If you have faith, that's what you do. Now, our faith is in the sacrifice, the blood of Jesus. So therefore, being justified by faith, therefore being justified by the blood. It's written both ways. Hallelujah. How do you apply it? By faith. And the enemy wants to move you away from it. You see, why are y'all looking at me saying, Pastor Wright trying to beat me up? He trying to make me look. I'm preaching faith. Come on. It's the devil trying to move you away. I preach faith. Hallelujah. Absolutely. And faith come by hearing. Devil trying to move y'all away from it. Yeah. He called me fat. Absolutely. Hallelujah. But don't be moved away from the faith. Acknowledge the truth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Of course, there's a spiritual and a natural to that. Thank you, Lord. That natural to emphasize the spiritual, huh? If we see folk that are fat naturally, then there are those that are fat spiritually. Same process is required. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. But they understood not the wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. How did they provoke him? I'll put you in remembrance. Hallelujah. They were standing there and the water was deep and they didn't have boats. And they couldn't go across. So they began to shout on old Moses and say, Moses, you brought us out here to die. That's how they provoked him. When they came up to their impossibility, then they began to rail on the man of God. That's how they provoked him. In so doing, they were railing on God because God sent the man. See? So we can't seem to put that together. We are so wise, aren't we? Well, you're not Moses. Absolutely not. No. You're not Abraham. No. I've been told that, you know. I told Janice, Abraham got up and got out. She said, you're not Abraham. Yeah, we're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. He's the father of faith. He got up and got out so that we that are of faith know that we need to get up and get out. That means go to a place that we know not. There are not many going to do that. You know that. Because they really don't have the faith that they say they have. Abraham didn't know where he was going. He knew who told him to go. That's all we need to know. That's faith. We're lacking, though. But God can help us. First of all, acknowledge that we're lacking. And we want to see things and feel things before we do things. That's not faith. We know that God said it, then we do it. That's faith. Hallelujah. Now, I see y'all shaking your heads, but come on now. I'm going to require it of you. God's going to require it of you. So they stood there at their impossibility. So what lets us know if we're spiritual at all, that this walk is going to be full of impossibilities. But they're only impossibilities for men. See? Absolutely. We encounter many impossibilities, but they're impossible for man. God has no such thing. See? The God we serve, nothing impossible. Hallelujah. Y'all shouldn't get excited. Y'all, you're not going to convince me. You will not convince me. That we should not get excited about a God. And nothing's impossible for him. And he's on your side. We shouldn't be excited. Hallelujah. Well, if we aren't careful, the enemy will quickly move us away. And we'll start to rail on our neighbor. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, there's no impossibilities with God. No. Praise the Lord. We have to believe that now. Not feel it. Not feel it. Not see it. We must believe that. So We're tried when we come to our impossibility.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yes.
And we can come to our impossibilities. So we can lean on the God who is able. We must believe that he's able, though. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless you. To do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Thank you, Lord. So that's how they provoked him. So that's how we provoke him. Hmm? When we act like God can, or, you know, say, "Why you bring me to the overcomer?" Huh? Or, "Well, why'd you bring Neil to the overcomer?" We don't provoke God with that. I guess I'm being mean, huh? Y'all know why I say that, don't you? When we complain about our neighbor, we're showing our displeasure with God. Yeah, God, I'm not pleased with you. Huh? How dare you bring Neil to the overcomer? I didn't sanction that. You didn't pass that by me. I'm preaching good, Gina. Yes, I am. All right. You didn't run that by me, God. Woo, you're right. Praise the Lord, saints. Come on, Kurt, you can get excited, man. Huh? We were serving beer, you'd get excited, wouldn't you? Come on, brother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
What a mighty God.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, we shouldn't rail on our neighbor. I know it's easy to do because he's right there. It's like the man of God, you know. Easy, you know, to find fault in him and, you know, rail on him because he's the one, and God means it to be that way. Oh, absolutely. They rail on Jesus Christ when he came. Because he was in the flesh. Absolutely. And of course, Jesus says, "Okay, you rail on me, but not against the Holy Ghost." See, he said, "Rail on me, but not against the Holy Ghost." Hey, you do that, there ain't no hope for you. See, hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Lord. Let me go on, Charlene. In Jesus' name, they provoked him at the Red Sea because. They didn't believe that he was able.
Amen.
Huh? Thank you, Lord. They misrepresented him by saying, "You brought us out here, but now you can't save us. You brought us to the overcomer, but now you can't save us." See? See how it is? It is the same. Otherwise, it have no meaning for us. Huh?
Amen.
You can't get us to perfection. Well,
yes, he
must. Hallelujah. Now with man, this is impossible. Absolutely. Yeah. Just like a rich man. Impossible. But with God, all things are possible. In one place it say, "He that believeth, all things are possible." Isn't that good? Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All things are possible, Lord, I believe.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're told to lay aside that unbelief. Not to make excuses for it, but usually that's how we do it. We make excuses for our weakness. We make excuses for our unbelief. We make excuses for our rebellion. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hmm. You know, we just make an excuse for the old man. We shouldn't do it. Thank you, Lord. So lay aside every weight and these things. That's the answer. Don't make excuses. See, this is the truth, but we want to go about it another way and obtain the right results. They'll never happen. You know, we're going to justify our unbelief and, you know, then we can't be saved.
Amen.
We're without excuse. God has given us faith. We don't have to. We don't have to doubt.
Hallelujah.
No, we don't.
No.
Hallelujah.
No doubt.
The only way we doubt is we give place to the flesh. Amen. And they'll look at the situation according to the seeing of the eye, and according to the hearing of the ear, and then it just won't believe God. Say, my God, we can't cross that sea.
Yes,
huh?
Yes.
That
glory.
Lord?
Oh,
yeah. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, this won't mean anything except we can get it applied.
Amen.
And that the enemy is working.
Yes.
That we don't get it applied.
Amen.
You'll have to resist him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You heard people say, well, you know, I can't forgive so-and-so.
Oh.
And they rejoice in that.
Amen.
My God. Oh, I'll never forgive you. And they rejoice in that. Absolutely. My God, my God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, that's our business.
Amen.
To forgive.
Yes.
Even as God, for Christ's sake, forgave us. That's what we're called to do, you know.
Yes.
And we want to do everything but forgive.
Hallelujah.
Hey, saints. That's our calling.
Hallelujah.
Now, forgiving have to do with trespasses.
Amen.
Since we're overcomers,
hallelujah,
we forgive Bakia. Y'all going to forgive Bakia? We'll forgive Bakia, but not Terry.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well,
hallelujah. Amen, brother.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We all have shortcomings.
Hallelujah.
Huh? The best thing for shortcomings is to acknowledge. That makes you an overcomer. That makes up the difference.
Hallelujah.
Makes up the difference.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So when you come into your impossibilities, and
amen,
that there's many of them, you just have to believe God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
All right. You know, when you don't, you provoke him.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, you know, he let the heathen rule over them.
Yes.
Well, what's he going to do for you when you provoke him? Well, Pastor Rice, we're still here at the Overcomer, yeah, but look at it in the spiritual light. And that's why you have trouble believing. That's why you have trouble with this. That's why, because the heathen's ruling over you. And that's because you don't believe God. You want to blame it on Neil, but it's because you don't believe God. I just use Neil for an example. Anytime it's anybody but you,
that's right,
that's the Neil. that's your Neil.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And what we should say, it's me, O Lord.
Exactly. It is me. Thank you.
It is I. Nevertheless, he saved them for his namesake.
Amen.
As he said, these are my people, then he saved them. Not because they did right. For his namesake. He lead us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Okay? Because the world blasphemed his name, his people blasphemed his name, and God have to, you know, redeem his name, restore the honor to his name. I mean, after saving a bunch of wretched folk like us, he got to somehow, huh? Reserve his name. That he might make his mighty power to be known.
Amen.
He rebuked the Red Sea also.
Yes.
He'll rebuke your Red Sea.
Yes.
It was dried up, so he led them through the depths.
Woo.
He led them through the wilderness.
Yes.
He saved them,
yes,
from the hand of them that hated them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And redeemed them from the hand of the enemy.
Amen.
The waters covered their enemies.
Yes.
See how that goes? That which seemed to be a barrier or
right,
stumbling block,
amen,
it was their salvation.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. He did it with the pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud.
Amen.
Yes, it did.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they had the pillar of fire by night. The Egyptians had the pillar of fire by day. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. They had the pillar of cloud in the day. Egyptians had the pillar of cloud in the night. See what I mean? What was good and right for God's people, it was against the enemy. It's still that way. No matter what it is, it's for you.
Amen.
Charlene, it's for you. You say, I'm under, absolutely. As long as we understand that. You know you're undeserving, David? Good.
Hallelujah.
It's just how it goes. You know, it's same with Kurt and Neil. Hallelujah. Because God is merciful. And we are vessels of mercy. Whom he prepared aforetime. That he might show the riches of his glory. Hallelujah. Are we going to see the riches of his glory?
Hmm?
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Glory, glory.
Yes.
All right.
Glory.
Tim, what are you doing making eyes at Dan? Trying to encourage you?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
The water covered their enemies.
Yes.
But not one of them.
Not one.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not one of them was left. Then they believed his word. They sang his praises.
Yes.
How about that?
Hallelujah.
There's more to follow. There's more after this. They believed his word. They sang his praises.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
What a mighty God.
A horse and rod he's cast into the sea. Well, I have to go on, though. They soon forget.
Amen.
His works.
Hallelujah.
They waited not for his counsel.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You refuse all my counsel?
Right. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
This is quite a high hurdle for man.
Yes.
Really, we only divine grace. Because man will go about doing what he want to do, seeking his own,
right,
all the time maintaining that he's seeking God's
right
counsel.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Right.
And you came too late to
amen
tell me.
Amen.
So since I know, I can identify.
Amen.
Everybody understand?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
But that's how we act. Well, you know, I'm waiting to be led, and we're seeking our own.
Amen.
While we lie and say we're
amen
waiting to be led.
Amen.
Because when we get instruction, we refuse them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
But it's an exercise, and
yep
we have to learn. The scriptures talk about exercising yourself
amen
under godliness.
Yep.
Huh?
Amen.
Talks about bodily exercise,
yes,
prophets, but a little.
A little. Yes.
And Yoko, she runs faithfully. And it profits,
yes,
but a little.
Amen.
See?
Hallelujah.
She swims and
right
whatever else she does. But bodily exercise profited
a little.
Huh? But godly exercise
yeah
is profitable.
Amen.
Not only for the here and now,
amen,
but for that which is to come.
Right.
Hallelujah. So that's how we learn to do the things of God, by exercise. Yet we exercise our senses
amen
to discern good and evil.
Amen.
Naturally, we don't know.
Amen.
We call good evil, evil
that's
good.
Right.
So we have to exercise. Whatever is not of faith,
amen,
it's sin. It's not good. And we just make so much excuse for unbelief. Huh? There's no excuse for it.
No. Amen.
Lay it aside. Praise the Lord. But to be led of God, you have to be willing, of course. Yeah, your will has to be involved.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
You have to will.
Amen. I will.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have to get out of the way.
Amen.
And that's
Amen.
That's very difficult.
Amen.
In fact, it's impossible.
Amen.
That's one of our red seats. You have to get out of the way.
Amen.
No matter how you say it, when man does it, he don't realize that he's doing it.
Amen.
But if we're not trusting God, we can understand we're not
Amen.
Doing it. You understand?
Yes.
I said it good.
Yes,
if we're not under, if we're not
Perfect.
Believing God,
right.
then we can understand we're in the way.
Amen.
See?
Yes.
And what we want to do is, by our own understanding and by our
right.
own manipulation,
right.
bring something about.
Right.
We're in the way.
Amen.
So get out of the way.
Amen.
Get out of the way. This is how we're led by the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
We can't be led if we already decided where we're going
Amen.
And how we're going. And usually that's how we do it, isn't it? And none can turn us aside.
Amen. Thank you.
Huh?
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
But as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
Amen.
But it's not natural. Everybody, this walk of faith, yeah, we have to do it by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
You're not going to do it after the flesh.
Amen.
It's just not possible.
Thank
you. So usually when we're at our paradox or dilemma, we're in the way.
Amen.
God's never at fault.
Amen.
He always does his part.
Amen.
He is faithful. Heard the man of God say, oh, if we could just grasp how faithful God is. Well, if we could, then we wouldn't doubt him. Huh? We'd fear not. Yeah, if we could grasp how faithful God is. That's in everything. Huh? Are we sure now? Hallelujah. We brought Neil here. God did it. Well, of course, we need to come into agreement on that.
Amen.
We ain't there yet. Huh? We're not there yet. God brought us here. So let's not complain. All right? Happily we'll be found to fight against God. And what we like to say, well, you know, if Neil wasn't here, I'd be farther along in my spiritual walk. That's deception. I just preach it, okay? Hallelujah. Or if it wasn't for this situation, I'd be farther along in my walk with God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Not so. Our steps are ordered.
Amen.
And he knows, God knows, what we have need of.
Amen.
And we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom. The trial of our faith is precious. So he's going to try our faith. Because it's his faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You'll just have to believe God to know how to get out of the way. You know, I praise the Lord. But if you're not getting success, then that have to be the problem.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're in the way.
Yep. Thank you, Lord.
Maybe trying to bring about a specific outcome.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty good at that.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Why don't we just say, thy will be done.
That's right.
I mean, in word and in deed.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, God. I'm going to finish up here. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son. And give him the glory, great things he has done. Hallelujah. That's because he's a great God. It's a great salvation. Hallelujah. So let us rejoice in his salvation. And let us rejoice in the God of our salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, you know, even the little things, if you can call them little, but all the things of God, you know, they excite me. I'm telling you, when I wake up in the morning and my mind's on the Lord, yeah, I say, enough so that I continue in it. I'm being redundant, aren't I? Purposely so, though. Hallelujah. Purposely so. Now, we act like we're not supposed to cast down imaginations. And it's common to all. You're supposed to do it and he's supposed to do it, but not me. No. All of us has to cast down imaginations. And you can just know that if it happened to you.
That's right. Cast it down. Amen.
It's common to all. Absolutely. Don't believe that there's something that, you know, you can't cast down. That's not so.
Amen.
That's what we must do.
Amen.
Cast down every imagination.
Absolutely.
That means whatever is not validated, confirmed by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
See?
Yeah, yeah.
What I think about you doesn't mean I have to get it validated by the Holy Ghost. If we're going to hold on to something not validated by the Holy Ghost, then we're not doing our job.
Amen.
Cast down him at because you won't get it right.
Amen.
See, I feel this way.
No.
Or I didn't. No, get it validated.
Amen.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, say, Holy Ghost, Spirit of truth, help me out right here. See? Don't go on and say, well, you know, I think you don't like me and, you know, I think this and I think that. Cast it down. Cast it down. Huh? I mean, unless it's given to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You just say, by the Spirit, I believe you're God's son. And just go along that line. Hallelujah. Now, some think it's all right to keep these imaginations. It's not. The Bible says casting down imaginations. Imaginations are things that could be, might be. Yeah, that's what imagination. It's not what is. That's the truth. See? That's the truth. These other things are maybe possibilities, you know, but they're not the truth. So we don't want to build on anything that's not the truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So if it's not verified by the Holy Ghost, then we get rid of it.
Amen.
See?
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right, what are you doing over there, Tim?
Thank you, Jesus.
I see.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's kind of simple, isn't it?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I mean, the Holy Ghost is the Spirit of truth.
Amen. Yes, He is.
So when He tells us we're sinning, we shouldn't doubt Him.
Amen.
Huh? Oh, we shouldn't doubt him. We should doubt them imaginations. but the verdict of the Holy Ghost, we should say truth. See how that is? Well, we do it the other way around. Huh? Yeah, you know, I perceive that old Edward is up to this. Yeah, don't even go there. Don't even go there. But we do. We do. Hallelujah. I perceive he's God's son.
Amen.
You can go there.
Thank you,
Lord. Glory, glory.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, they soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert. And he gave them their request And he sent leanness into their soul.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah. So when we keep rebelling and God gives us our way, that's this being fulfilled. And then we complain. See? But we really don't believe. We think, well, that scripture, you know, it really has no bearing on us here. Even what Pastor Rice preached, it has no bearing on my situation. It has no bearing what's going on in my heart. And that's why it does nothing good for us. This means that after we keep on going and God gives us our way, we get what goes with that. That's what it means. That's exactly what it means. Oh, he instructed them right, gave them good counsel. They kept throwing it away. We don't want that. Huh? Stop railing on Neil. God brought him here. We throw that away. Oh, see? So God give us on over to our own devices. Absolutely. And we think the answer is get rid of Neil? Come on, saints. Neil, you don't mind me using. Can I use you in the preaching, brother? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But we're just putting the scriptures in context. Are we reading? It just doesn't pertain to me. It does. Yeah, I mean, it's said another way later on. We'll get to it. They envied Moses all. They what? Envied Moses also in the camp. And Aaron, the saint of the Lord. Who would think to call Aaron a saint, huh? Praise the Lord. The one that made that golden calf. Yeah, the people were bent on mischief. That was his defense. He said, Moses, you know these people. Yeah, and they were. Hallelujah. But Aaron was still the man of God, you know, the priest. Mary was still the prophetess. Absolutely. All in the will of God. God chose them all. Thank you, Lord. But they envied Moses, which is common. That's stemmed from rebellion. Rebellion is opposition to authority. Hallelujah. And authority comes down. We don't believe that. If we got authority, we have to get it from God. Yeah, we're not born with authority. Huh? Praise the Lord. It'd have to come down. In the order of God. Of course, authority is good. Sure, all of it. Jesus Christ didn't rail on the Roman government. No, he preached to sinners. He loved sinners. He saved sinners. But he didn't have any problem with the Roman government. You know, like some so-called Christians today. That's all they do. You know, rail on Mr. Trump. Rail on the senators and the Congress and the Senate. That has nothing to do with us. No. Huh? Show my people their transgression. The house of Jacob, their sin. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Our brother Stir often talked about people that wanted to take his place. He didn't lie. Now, you all just understand that. You know, some say, well, you know. I do know. I've been here the whole time. Hallelujah. You can hear it on some of the phone calls.
Huh?
Praise the Lord. Try to take his place. But that's just common. Ultimately, what we do is try to take God's place. He has authority, and we try to overrule him. Huh? That's right. That's what rebellion is. Oh, is that the sin of witchcraft? Yes, yes, yes. We somehow are convinced that we can do a better job than God? Yeah, I wouldn't have brought Neil here. Boy, I'm doing good. Well, that's why you don't have the authority then. Hallelujah. Who would you have brought here? Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. How many that were brought here, not here? Huh? But I believe God brought them all. Huh? All that came out of Egypt, he saved them. He had to destroy some of them. Huh? Afterwards, having saved them, the people out of Egypt, he destroyed them that believed not. So some came here and they departed from the faith. They won't acknowledge it, though. That's because they departed from the faith. Hallelujah. It's just not right to leave the place where God puts you. That spiritually, physically, and we take heed to one and throw the other away. If it's not your judgment, then don't leave the place where God puts you and get over in somebody else's place. Hallelujah. We all have our realm of authority. But we don't like to work in our own realm. We got authority to go to the prayer house and kick butt. But we don't like that authority. We like to take somebody else's authority. We have authority to go to the prayer house, kick butt, put the enemy to flight. Huh? Absolutely. One put 1,000 to flight, 10,000. Hallelujah. Yeah, we have authority, but the authority that God gives us, we don't want
thank
that.
You, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You have authority, sister.
Yes. Bold authority.
Over all the power of the enemy.
Amen. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Isn't this exciting?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. So he gave them their request, but sent leanness in their hearts. They envied Moses. Shame, shame. Thank you, Lord. The earth opened up and swallowed up Dathan and covered the company of Abiram. They made a calf in Hor. They worshiped the molten image. Thus they changed their glory into the similitude of an ox that eateth grass. Again, it says they forgot God, their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt.
Amen.
Wondrous works in the land of Ham, terrible things by the Red Sea. Therefore, he said that he would destroy them. Had not Moses his chosen stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath. Huh? What a meek man, huh? They just gave him trouble all the way. Moses still stood in the gap. Hallelujah. Yet they despised the pleasant land.
Amen.
They believed not his word. They made excuse for their unbelief. Huh? Because of what they saw with their eyes, they said, it's okay if we don't believe God now. But murmured in their tents and hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord. They did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Lord commanded them, but were mingled among the heathen and learned their works.
Amen.
And that's what happened with the folk that mingle among the heathen.
Amen.
So come out from among
that's
them.
Right.
Be ye separate, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God puts you somewhere, that's fine.
Yes.
But if you go there yourself, that's not fine.
Amen.
You'll have to pay the,
Amen.
The cost,
right.
Suffer the consequences.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. They sacrificed their sons and daughters unto devils. Boy, that's hard to read. They served their idols, which were a snare unto them. They shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and their daughters, whom they sacrificed. Thus were they defiled. Listen to it. With their own works.
Yes.
See again?
Yep.
Once their own way. God just gave them over to it. God didn't call them. He let them do it, and they were defiled with the works of their own hands. God didn't do it. Hallelujah. And they went a-whoring with their own inventions. Therefore, the wrath of the Lord kindled against his people, inasmuch as he abhorred his own inheritance. And he gave them into the hand of the heathen, and they that hated them ruled over them. All right. That's readings from Psalm 106. Hallelujah. Psalm 78 is similar to it. Psalm 105, but the whole book tells you.
Amen.
Huh? God made them upright. They sought out many inventions of their own hands. Hallelujah. Neil is here. There's a way to deal with that. Nope, we're going to seek out our own inventions. Praise the Lord. Or that's with any situation. Don't be so quick to try to change your situation. That's not our business. Hallelujah. No. Praise God. Just follow after righteousness. Leave the things of God to God. And you obey the word of God. And be led by the Spirit of God. Glory, glory. Now, we do expect immediate results from God. yeah, I see. How so? Well, I was nice to Neil, and he's still a butthole. See, we expect immediate results from God. And they are immediate once our heart is right. See, but yeah, I'm nice to Marie. She still snubbed me. See? Praise the Lord. What that means is you're not seeking after righteousness. I can't. Y'all don't believe me? Well, understand that then. Don't say I was nice to Marie and cheap. Don't do that. Once you do what's right, that's your peace. You don't have your peace. You've not done what's right. Everybody understand? Even though you said in your heart, I'm being nice to Marie. If you don't have peace, you didn't do it right. That's just your mouth talking. Huh? That's right. When you do it right, God gives you peace. That's how we know we did it right. So I did it right. I'm satisfied with Neil being here and with you being here. It's the Lord's doing as far as I'm concerned. It's marvelous in our eyes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, I'm about to be done, Charlene. God's going to help me now. Huh? He helps me every day. Because I get up, I'm feeling after God. I'm not looking for something to rail on you about. No. No. Yeah, I stay away from that stuff. Yeah. If you can find something to rail on your neighbor about, they could find something to rail on you about. But none of that, is godliness. None of that works for following after righteousness. We can seek occasion to forgive our neighbor. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. So our authority comes down. Tim was telling me about the time that he went stealing stuff. One of the times. He said the guy had the key to the building. That he had authority. Huh? He misused it though. He got old Tim in there and they stole the stuff. And usually that's how men look at authority. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Authority is so that you can perform the will of the one who gave it to you. Uphold the cause of the world. That's what authority is for. It is. Yeah, it is. But the wicked, they want authority, not for to do what authority wants, to do what they want. See, the man had authority to say, yeah, you keep this building, you open it up, you lock it up. But he didn't follow the authority. And that's where we find ourselves. Authority means, yeah, I'm ready to do the will of God. But usually that's, come on, be honest. Whoever it was that were looking to replace Brother Stair, it wasn't so that they could do what the authority wanted. No. If that was the case, they would support what the authority was doing already. See how so? But come on, they won't admit that, will they? Praise the Lord. But it's the same with any rebellion. It means you want the authority. Authority is so that the will of the one that gave it is performed. Yeah. That's why we are to do the will of God, because he's given us authority. But we take it and we do what we want to do. And that's rebellion. And we think nothing about it. Yeah, because this is what I want to do. Well, you have authority to do what he wants to do. See? Lord, what would you have me to do? Hallelujah. Well, you know I'm old and I can't do much. No. Lord, what would you have me to do? Huh? If you bid me do it, I'm able to do it. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. So is that how we look at authority? Well, they help us, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So God is still responsible. Sure. He just enlists you to help him. Isn't that quite an honor? You're going to be faithful, aren't you? Huh? Praise the Lord. Not going to give God's goods over to the devil, are you? Not today. Hallelujah. The battle is the Lord's. Well, we are his soldiers. Again, now, we can't devise our own strategy. No, that's not given us. We're soldiers and we show up and follow orders. Y'all don't know that's what we should do? Well, we're going to categorize that, Pastor. If it has to do with me putting on a good face, no deal. I follow orders, but I can look how I want to look. See? I got you again, didn't I? I'm going to look sour again. Praise the Lord. and we're content with this. Hey, we think that we're, huh? Well, we're certainly putting a whipping on God, aren't we? Huh? I don't care how good God is. I'm going to make sure I have occasion to be a spot in the Feast of Charity. Is that how we do it? Well, maybe that's not what we intend to do, but that's what we do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all never heard about spots in our Feast of Charity? Yes. Y'all know what it concerns? Yes. The spots in our Feast of Charity. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, we should keep ourselves unspotted from the world. Amen. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. I just can't believe it. If you all went down the same path I went this morning, got up and started thinking about the things of God, that you're going to come in here and your face look like it. I don't believe that. See? Now you're trying to tell me, oh, I'm really spiritual, you know, and I'm just not convinced. that you savor the things that be of God. I'm speaking by the Holy Ghost, by the oracles of God. Your face can't get better than that. Huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, we can't rebuke the devil while giving place to him. You know, we resist him by submitting to God. And sometimes we just operate in our exercise of futility.
Amen.
You know, we try to live right and all the time resist God. And our business is to resist the devil.
Amen.
But that's only in submission to God.
Amen.
We try to find a way around that.
That's right.
Huh? Huh? How my face look has nothing to do with submission to God. Well, you're a liar.
Amen.
See, you're a liar. And if you believe me, you get your face
Amen.
Changed. See
That's
what I'm
right.
saying?
Hallelujah.
We want to categorize this stuff. I'm doing the will of God. My face ain't right, though. I'm doing the will of God. But no, I ain't looking right. Well. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So, God purposely did it this way. Amen. He's all wise. We should know that by now. And that all of our wisdom is foolishness to God. Yeah. Our wisdom is to come in here and have a sour face when God's extending mercy and grace. That is foolish. When God's been merciful and long-suffering, and we can't find that is foolish. I won't back up. That's foolish. Hallelujah. Well, I sat next to Burgess on the Sabbath. That's still foolish. I preach good. Yes, I do. Praise the Lord. I say hallelujah on the Sabbath, but I don't say it during the week. Well, you're still foolish. Hallelujah. I grab old Paul and I take him over here, but that's still foolish. You don't show up and get damn face ain't right. It's foolish. Yeah, look at you. You see, I don't mind telling you, though, huh? Huh? So you don't have no excuse. You have no cloak for your sin. Hallelujah. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's a righteous response. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, it'd be good if we repent. Yeah, it'd be good if we be content to be godly. Praise the Lord. But men want things from God, but they don't want to use it for God's purpose. Y'all see what I do with my voice? That, so I use it for God's purpose. You see what some do with their voice? Good. I'm being important now. See what some do with their voice? They shut it up. Except when they get ready to rail on somebody. Then, oh! See? How about praise the Lord? Hallelujah! Glory, glory. Run on, Brother Terry. Run on, Brother Gino. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Brother Terry, want to say something.
They come in here and mock him. And they had seen what happened to people who mock Brother Stair. They're in the grave or they're no longer here. And you're a fool if you sit here and mock Pastor Rice Tate. You're hurting him, you're hurting yourself. And your soul is in danger, so play with fire. And when you burn, you burn in hell. Bless you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I believe that, Brother Terry. Huh? God is not mocked. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Everything's right on schedule. Hallelujah.
The point I want to make is what God gives us It's for his purpose.
Amen. That's right.
Huh? So you see what I use my mouth for.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to exhort y'all.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I don't just use it on the Sabbath day.
Right.
I use it every day.
Every day.
I use it for the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Huh? I say things for edification. See what I mean? And that's what you ought to do. You're not going to convince me that you're wise doing otherwise. Absolutely not. Now, when the dumb come in here, we don't expect them to say anything. But if God gave you a voice, we expect it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But, you know, God knows from the beginning. Yes. And Jesus, he knew the ones that believed, and he knew the ones that didn't believe. Even knew who Judas was. No, you know he knows who you are. Absolutely. He knows the way that we take. And just being here is not being in favor with God. Huh? No. You're here because you have opportunity. We have authority or power to become sons of God. See? But what we like to do with the authority is use it for our own purpose. And we have authority to become sons of God. We have authority to be sons of God. We have authority to be sons of God. We don't want to take that authority and seek our own. It's his authority. Not to seek your own. Come in here with an open heart. Huh? Ready to worship God. Repent of your sins. That's not right, brother. No. You're taking it out of context. He said I could have grace community too, but let's not take it out of context. We got the devil stirred up this morning. No. To God be the glory. We'll just set the record straight. Set the record straight. I don't have the farm. I have faith in God. And I'm not going to move up. And you're not going to move me out of my place. You're not going to move God out of his place. The farm is not mine. I'm not mine. I belong to Jesus. I'm faithful with the authority that God has given me. I don't seek my own with it. I seek the things of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If we could just grasp how faithful God is. Hallelujah. What?
When the water dried up, he made the Strait of Hormuz.
Thank you, Lord. He's the very present help. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my help. Hallelujah. Well, that way we might let you pray here and see if you can clear the house. I like it when they would pray. Hallelujah. A man under authority. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, we can't blame anybody else. Our situation is our situation. It has to do with our own heart. Please understand. You want to tell me that your face and your response is, I'm not the cause of that. Absolutely not. Neither is Owen, neither is Edward, neither. No, no. Huh? Your heart's just not right. Huh? You won't receive God's entreaty. Huh? Praise the Lord. Come unto me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ain't God good? Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I don't know if I'm making my point. Authority comes down. But authority is never to do your will. Authority is always for the purpose of the one who gave. So when we do otherwise, we're transgressors. I don't care how we look, how we mock, whatever we do. I'm just telling you, you need to try to find a place of repentance. Don't keep doing it. Fall on your face and say, deliver me, God. We have authority to become sons of God. That's what we have authority for. Huh? We're called to be true worshipers. We're not called to be mockers. Then we work for the devil. While we ask God to help us. The only way for you to receive help from God is to submit to him. And if you don't believe that I'm speaking in the authority of God, you're a fool to be here. For you to come here and mock me, that's just crazy as hell. Huh? But that's what God does to those who, you know, fall after their own way. Let them have their way. So they're here in the midst when the manna is coming down, but they can't be partakers. See? Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Yeah, I'm just faithful to do what God would have me to do. I don't have an agenda, which is my strength and my success. I try to pass that on, but some won't receive that. They want to take situations and work them out how they... I don't do that. What about Neil? We're going to let God work it out the way he wants. See? I'm not going to keep revisiting Neil being here. God brought him here. See what I mean? Now I'm speaking real plain. God's in charge. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to try to fix Neil so he leaves or try to fix Neil so he conforms. I'm just going to love Neil. See? Thank you, Lord. That's how I'm available for God. Because he's given me grace to get out of the way. It's necessary. When he have a vessel that's presented, he uses it. Yeah, you don't have to, right? You present your body. God will use you.
Yes, amen. Used by God.
True.
Otherwise, you'll end up seeking your own.
Amen.
Right. Those are the only two choices.
Amen.
And our reasonable service is just to present our bodies.
Amen.
In doing that, then we can know the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
Amen.
But no need for us to know it if we're not purposed to do it. So when we're not purposed to do it, we don't know it. See how simple it? So we show up and our face ain't right. Because we purpose not to do his will. If we purpose to do it, he'll reveal what his will is. Not to show up here with a bad face. No, that's not God's will. No. He allows it. But God willed that none should perish. What's the alternative? Come to repentance.
That's right.
Huh? Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So, seek to actually be led by God. Rather than to seek an array of options from which we can pick and choose. See? You understand the difference? You know, I'll take this mission, God, or not that one. Hear my Lord. Send me.
Exactly.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you all don't see God standing me up every day.
Yes.
Not that I'm anybody. I never said that. You're a liar if you say that.
Amen.
I never said that.
Amen.
That's why I can rejoice in the Lord. Maybe if I thought of myself like you think of yourself, I couldn't rejoice. But the reason that, the fact that I rejoice lets you know that I think of myself as I ought to think. Hallelujah. I think better of myself than the snub God who saved me, who gave his son. Yeah. Hallelujah. See how easily it is to let the devil convince you? Huh? You just do against the God who gave his all for you? You think you're coming in here with a bad spirit, a bad face, it's for the glory of God? Huh? You know where it come from? It's come from the depths of hell. You say you've been there, Bakia? God delivered you? Because he's able. Hallelujah. Well, you see Bakia's response, though, right? Point in case. Point in case. Hallelujah. Yeah, when God brought you out, then the response showed that he brought you out. Hallelujah. Yeah. Some are just in the snare of the devil.
Absolutely.
And he take them captive.
Absolutely.
At will.
Amen.
All right, brother's going to testify. He's able to deliver you, though.
Well, just simple stuff that the Lord keeps putting in my head constantly are things like this. Few there be that find it. And then we were having a conversation the other night, how a lot of times it's like we really don't hear the words that come out of our own mouths, or we just don't believe them or whatever. But for instance, I'm unworthy of the least of your mercies. Okay, we can say it. But so then whenever... people start piling on us and whatever. So what about that instance right there? Do we still say, well, I deserve this, Lord. I deserve this. Somebody piling on me or railing, I've done it before many times. So why should I even think that I deserve mercy from this? Why do I even think that I should be extricated from this, or you even make a way of escape from me? If I really believe I don't deserve the least of your mercies, well, why do I complain?
Right.
Why do I murmur about anything?
Amen.
We're told to give thanks in all things.
Hallelujah.
How we do with that?
Amen.
And you know, I'm just saying these are the things that convict me constantly, because that's what the Holy Spirit does when he comes. He's going to convict you of sin.
Amen.
First and foremost. And we're told to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. I'm not here to work out your salvation, or
Amen.
Tell you how to do whatever, this, that, and that. The Spirit of truth is going to lead us into all truth.
Amen.
And we just don't consistently humble ourselves, if
Amen.
We're being completely honest. Sometimes that's why he has to humiliate us.
Amen.
You know, that's one thing that I did hear recently that I never really kind of, and it's obvious stuff, but you know, to humble yourself, that is the equivalent of being humiliated.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't want to do it, he'll do it.
Yeah.
We just need all the help we can get.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm very aware of that all day, every day, how wretched I am.
Amen.
And even that was pointed out not too long ago. What does wretched mean? It just means somebody that's constantly needing the Lord. And I used to look at it as a negative thing, but now I look at it like, you know, that's my salvation. I am a wretched man. You know, Jesus is a friend of sinners. I am a sinner being saved by grace right now. And so, you know, we gotta learn how to really just fight against our own flesh, mostly. That's what I'm finding out mostly, is that I have to fight against me more than anything else, more than anybody else. I have to fight against this carnal mind, this flesh. My adversary is the devil. I don't have any enemies according to the flesh. I know we rise up against one another at times, etc., but even so, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. I don't really know if we really meditate on these things constantly. And I don't meditate on them like I ought to. Lord, help me. But help us all.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate that testimony. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. All right. Yeah, I'm here by the will of God. So I'm going to maintain that. I didn't manipulate. God put me where I am. All that I have received. See what I mean? Now, it's been presented in different lights, but I resist that. Huh? I stand by the grace of God. Huh? And I have witnessed that some are edified. You know, which is what God would have me to do. Not all, but some, you know, like some are saved, but enough that we know God's a Savior. See what I'm saying? So if some are benefited by this operation of God through me, then it lets you know it's an operation of God through me. See what I'm saying? Now, some are just so angry and rebellious that they just won't receive it from me. Huh? From Burgess, maybe. Not from Pastor Wright. See how wicked that is? Of course, they don't really receive from Burgess either. Huh? I always seek a pleasant encounter with everybody. Actually, I do. Praise the Lord. But I'm not going to back down. Huh? I'm going to reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. What should I do with the devil that shows up in here? Huh? Don't you see how crazy it is? I mean, we are wretched people, need to be saved. God willing to save us, and we show up like Angela. I just use Angela for an example. But you too. She's a good example. Aren't I faithful to tell her? I even tell her what to do. Open your mouth and say, you're preaching right, Pastor. That's the deliverance. For her to sit over and act like I'm telling a lie, she giving place to the devil. See? You know what I'm saying? And there's the time to say, true Lord, true Lord. See? That'd be her deliverance. But he got a pretty tight hold on her. For all this grace being poured out and she'd act like that, he's got a pretty tight hold on. So receive instruction. Pastor Rice, you call names. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. You don't call my name? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to call your name. Yeah. And I'll be somewhere listening for my name. And when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Hallelujah. Now, you know, maybe you like to say, well, you know, if Brother Stair was here preaching, my face wouldn't be like, y'all came too late to tell me. Y'all came too late to tell me. Oh, yeah, you know, you turn everything upside down, Pastor Wright. If Brother Stair was here, we'd be stellar, you know. You lying. You lying on God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever goes on, our hearts manifest.
Amen.
What's in our heart is manifest.
Amen.
Not the circumstances, not the situation, not the person.
Amen.
They're just the means.
Amen.
To show what's in my heart.
Hallelujah.
Well, we don't believe it like that. Well, you know. Pastor Rice, he preached and he called my name. If Brother Stair was here, I'd do better. Huh? He just called me Biggie. Pastor Rice called me Angela. Hallelujah. Sometimes I call her Sister Bush. Huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Ain't God good? He gives us so many blessings. So how this hits me is I get up in the morning and what I do prevents this. Absolutely. That's the point I'm trying to make. Are you going to try to tell me that she got up and her mind was on Jesus and she just went up? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Came too late to tell. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to back up. I didn't want to. I never looked to take Brother Stair's place. Absolutely not. If it was so, he would have told you. Remember when he made mention of one fellow, he said, "You're not coming here to take over." Yeah, that's because he knows. And that's why he came. Absolutely. And that's why God sent him off. Brother Sarah knew. You know, as much as possible, he tried to keep him a brother. Same as I. He just didn't want to be a brother. You know, he held him at arm's length. Absolutely did. But he didn't cast him away. No, no, no. Neither did I. I'm going to do everything possible to be your brother. If we're not brothers, it'll be on your part. Huh? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But you all think I make these things up.
No.
I mean, you act like it. You know, I'm led by God. Hallelujah. But to do that, I have to do away with my agenda. Most don't know how to do that. So since I don't have an agenda, I'm not trying to manipulate how things work out for Neil. I'm satisfied that God brought him here, and God is God, and he'll do what he want to do with the situation. I've not said that plain enough. Well, I preach like this all the time. And then there's still questions about Neil being here. Huh? Don't leave, brother. God brought you here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Don't you leave either.
All in God's hand.
Thank you, Lord. But we should be drawing nigh, especially the times that we're in. Yeah, it's amazing the things that are going on and we act like nothing's happening. Hallelujah. But that's how it is, you know, when God gives us up to our own doing. I'm sure the children of Israel didn't mean to have leanness of soul. They just wanted to do what they wanted to do. Well, that's the result of it. That's the lesson we need to learn. God wants you to come in here and worship him in spirit and in truth. He don't want you to come in here with baggage or with malice, with rebellion, with envy, with strife. That's what God would desire. You don't know that? Huh?
Yes.
We do know, Bakia. What would you have God do for you today?
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Woo. Yeah, Lord.
Praise the Lord. I mean, if we need something, we can ask him, can't we?
Yes. Absolutely.
So, what's the problem with our faith then?
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Of course, the words say that we have not because we ask not. And when we do ask, we ask amiss. And that's so that we can consume it upon our own lust. And it always comes down to that. We're doing it for us, not for God. When we're doing it for God, our face looks right.
Absolutely.
And I won't back up. I won't back up. I won't back up. I won't back up. Angela, you know Jesus Christ is the Savior? Give him glory then. Get Angela out of the way. Let him save you. Huh? Yeah, pray for Pastor Rice. Don't rail on him. Thank you, Lord. Don't muzzle the oxen treads out the corn. Ah, I see. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we renounce the end things of dishonesty, not handling the word of God deceitfully. Brother Stair told me, he said, you can have that community. He told me that. Now, what did that mean? We have to have some discernment. You see, I didn't want it. I don't want anything that don't belong to me. No position, no authority. I want what's mine, what God gives to me, and I'll be faithful with it. I'll be faithful with it. Hallelujah. And that's what God requires, faithfulness. And he certainly knows. Hallelujah. Since we're looking out for God's interests, he's going to make sure that his interest is looked out for. So, he's not going to give Satan his good stuff. Because Satan will destroy. Amen. He'll commit it to an honest man, a faithful man. See? Would you be faithful? Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, the mention was made, I think, in Brother Steer's message, if it wasn't this Sabbath, the one before, about men that stand in the pulpit, you know, how they usually, when they don't preach according to his, what he has spoken, they go away. I believe it like that. I certainly believe it like that. Hallelujah. Now, when I came here, of course, people tried to tell me that, you know, that ain't how Brother Stair do it. Brother Stair said, that's how it. Brother Stair said this. Brother Stair said that. And they said it in the spirit to, you ain't doing right, man. You need to do it like this. But you understand by my conversation, I know what Brother Stair said. Absolutely. I know what he said when he said, you can have that place out there. See? Now, some heard it differently. But I know what he said. Praise the Lord. My name was on nothing out there. Nothing. Everything was on the Faith Cathedral Fellowship. We couldn't even sell the property. Absolutely not. Because it didn't belong to us. We had to have authority from Faith Cathedral Fellowship, the board of directors. We had to have it actually in writing. Specifically, this plot of land, these lots, like that. So it lets you know I didn't own the place. And that's fine with me. So what was he saying when he said I could have it, since my name wasn't on it? Huh? If he meant it like that, he would have did me like the river. He said, here, put this in your name, Pastor Wright. But he didn't do that. But you see what happened to the river, don't you? They went down the river. Hallelujah. I'm not personal. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. But if you hear anything, then hear authority comes down. And authority is for the purpose of one that gave it. Everybody understand that? So God upholds me because I'm under authority. That means I do what he wants done. Yeah, that's what it means. And when you want authority and you don't get it, that's because God knows what you'll do with it. You'll seek your own, not the things that be of Jesus Christ. You'll cook what you want to cook. You'll cook it when you want to cook it. You won't do it for the cause of Christ. God don't know that? He know how to pick them out. David wasn't God's first son. Jesse's first son, you know. He wasn't even in the running. Y'all know that? Samuel knew that he had to anoint one of these sons. And Samuel didn't know. Everybody understand that? Hey, some think prophet know everything. Well, what a prophet knows is who God is. And that's what Samuel knew. He knew that God sent him down there to anoint one of Jesse's sons. That's all he knew. Huh? These self-sent prophets, they know everything. That's how you know they're self-sent. If they're real prophets, they know that God sent them. If they're real pastors, they know God sent them. If they're real people, then they know that God sent them. So don't you tell me I know everything anymore, brother. That's not a good word. You're the pastor. You know everything. Absolutely not. I know nothing at all. Hallelujah. I know the God that sent me. That's all I want to know. Anything else gets in the way. Samuel did not know. He was a mighty man of God. Yes, he was. He was a faithful man of God. But he only knew what God told him. And that's all we know. To be led into the knowledge of the truth means you have to be led. Once your face gets ugly and your spirit gets bad, you're not being led. You don't even hear what I'm saying. See what I'm saying? You don't understand that? You think because you're here at the Overcomer, you're being led in the knowledge, in the way of, in the truth? No, not unless you get in the light. And that's why people get the big head. Led into all truth, and then they walk in darkness. As long as you stay in the light and are led, don't mean that you already know and say, God, take me over here. No, I don't know. God, lead me. Samuel didn't know. He knew what God told him. Abraham didn't know. He knew God told him to get up and get out. Which was better for them than they didn't go around trying to orchestrate things. We don't see the peril in that. Huh? No? Thank you, Lord. Well, he went through every son in the house. Yes, he did. He said, I know God sent me down here to anoint one of your sons. He said, Jesse, you got any more? One more. He must be the one. He's out there watching sheep. Hallelujah. Go get him. Let me anoint him with this oil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He wasn't the best looking. Wasn't the tallest statue. Huh? He was the one after God's heart. God said so. That's God's testimony today. I know. That's yours, huh? Y'all want to hear God's testimony of Job?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect man.
Yes.
Upright.
Hallelujah.
He feared God. He hates evil.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm about done, saints. Praise the Lord. Now, you know folk don't mind having authority. You know that. No, they want to be. Now, that usually that's how men view authority. Really? That's what makes for rebellion. But if you can receive the grace of God, you will understand that authority is to get something done with the one that gave it to you. Huh?
Yes.
Thank
you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Angela, you don't have a beef with me, do you? Huh? Praise God. Maybe with that devil, we can get him out of here.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
We have authority over him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Or if you give him consent, he can come on in.
Amen.
How do we get consent? Well, that's when you don't submit to God.
Amen.
I know you don't say, come on in, Mr. Devil. You just say, I'm not going to obey this authority. Then you say, come on in, Mr. Devil. See? Absolutely. You don't believe it? Well, hallelujah. No, I don't believe that men purposely invite the devil. They just invite him because they won't obey God, won't submit to God. Hallelujah. We don't have to know all the details. We just have to know who the order came from.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Ain't God good? All right, who's going to pray for us today? Praise the Lord. Brother Neil,
yes, sir.
You know how to pray?
Yes, sir. Help me, Lord.
Help him, Lord.
Lord, just want to testify, too, as well, that, you know, I believe that everything that the Lord puts before me is a type and a shadow and a similitude as to what happens here in the physical is happening, obviously, in the spiritual. And having the time and opportunity to spend with my brother David and sister Marilyn in the hospital, wow, how loud is the voice of the Lord there, seeing how feeble we really are, but yet in the hands of needing help. And I see when, like there was some medicine being administered, how it made Sister Marilyn shake, and because of it was for her own good. But we sometimes, for me, the spirit comes to me and I might shake it off, and no, that's not the spirit of the Lord, but it's my spirit in rebellion to what I'm seeing and what the Lord is trying to show me. And I have the opportunity to spend the time with my brother David, and I have much to learn from him of being soft and gentle and pure and in his heart. And in that, the Lord has really blessed me in the opportunity to spend with them in this time of need, that I can be there to support as a brother, an extension of Pastor Rice and the household of faith, that we stay diligent to what God wants us to do. I understand that the purity of my brother David's heart is something that I really need, and that I need the honesty and childlike faith that he has. We have so much to learn from this man. I'm thankful. But in that, sometimes I complain and murmur and fuss because I get frustrated. And it's like, well, I've told you to do this. I told you to do that. I've instructed you to do this. And then that's when the Lord comes to me and says, yeah, now you know how I feel, son. And so every opportunity I get to spend with Brother David or Brother Richard or Brother Edward or anybody here, it just shows me a similitude of what is God is trying to show me in my obedience or in my disobedience for that matter. So I just pray, Lord, that you touch each one of our hearts here today through your grace and your abundant mercy, Lord, that you delight in. Lord, I just pray that you continually strengthen the hands of the pastor, Lord, that no, he's not going to back up, and neither are we. We're going to stand fast in the faith. We're going to take the battle to the gate because we've been fully equipped, and we are going to go through. And Lord, I just thank you for this opportunity again today to come into your house, to bless your holy name, that you would touch each and every saint here today. We all going through, Lord. But let us not look upon each other, but let us look upon in that mirror of perfect righteousness and say, yes, Lord, woe is me. Forgive me. I am a sinner. Lord, I just ask you to have mercy upon me in this house. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Have mercy, Lord. Thank you, Brother Neil, for praying for us. God is so good. Hallelujah. All right. All hearts and minds clear. Any testimonies? Praise the Lord. I'm going to be redundant. I've never acted like anything here is mine. Not the goats. Not the pond. See? Not the cemetery. Now, I'm not the one that act like they own stuff. Come on, let's be honest here. What we've seen men to do is try to commandeer stuff. Absolutely. And opposition and season power. You've not seen me do that. You've not seen, so don't talk about me owning the farm. Huh? I'm a man of faith. Jesus Christ owns me. Just want to set the record straight. Huh? It's not my farm. Huh? He's my God. That's because I'm his child. But we had these people season stuff. Absolutely. Huh? They told me not to come out there. They wouldn't give us our own tractors. Huh? I'm speaking the truth. You all can make your lies up. I'm telling the truth. Huh? They tried to take the goats away from us. See what I'm saying? And I'm the one that owns the farm. Give me a break. Give me a break. Give me a break. I don't own anything. Huh? I belong to Jesus. And God has put me into the ministry, amen, counting me faithful. So this man will do what I want done. That's what authority is for, not to seek your own. Most men don't understand that. And if you can't be led, you can't lead others. You don't submit, then come on, saint. How are you going to rule over somebody? This is fruit of my submission. And I'm not going to back up. You call it whatever you want to call it. And whatever God wants to do, it's fine with it. I don't have, no, do this, God. No, whatever you want to do. I say he's all wise God, and then I'm going to direct him. Come on, saints. I'll plead, Lord, have mercy, but come on. Have thine own way, Lord. You know he will. He works all things after the counsel of his own will. Now, you all have been here. Y'all have seen how things have fallen out. Absolutely. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. And God is still God, and he always will be God. Thank you, Lord. Maranatha, saints. The Lord is coming.
Are you mocking?